Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking about a big event that's coming up this weekend on Saturday, July 16th, Book Harvest. It's going to be hosting its annual summer block party, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Family activities, live performances, kids book reading, and a whole lot more. Bookharvest.org for more details on the event. But stick with us because we are joined in the studio by Tabitha Blackwell, who is the executive director of Book Harvest and has been for a little bit more than a month now. Tabitha, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how has it been in the new position? You're no stranger to Book Harvest. You've been on the board for years, but executive director now, what's it like?
Yeah, I am excited. So I am Book Harvest Durham's executive director. The previous Ginger Harvest, or Ginger Young, who is the, she is an institution and founder of Book Harvest, is still there, still the CEO, and will be, as I like to say, doing world domination and taking all of the great programs that Book Harvest is known for, really replicating it and seeing how we can take the great work that's happening in Durham statewide and elsewhere. So, but I am truly excited. I've been working with Book Harvest, as you said, for 6 years now as their board, on their board, and super excited to be with the team and really being able to go deeper into the work that's happening in Durham.
So while world domination is in the works, what's happening in Durham locally that folks should know about?
Our big things that we're working on, and we'll actually be teasing one. We have a surprise on Saturday, so folks have to come to find out what that is. We have something new that's going to be coming out and opening, and that's all you get for right now. But we will have something on Saturday, and some of the couple of the things that will be happening on Saturday that will be we'll be having is we'll have a special story time with Pierce Freelon and Books and Bop. We'll have some special performances with Bouncing Bulldogs, which we all love.
Nice.
And Batala Durham Drum Group, which we have had in the past. In fact, last year we had over 2,000 people attend this event, and we're hoping to really break that record. So really hope folks come out. And as part of that, I will be giving out cupcakes. So come get some free cupcakes from me. And any are the first 300 people that come out will be giving $5 to spend at the concession stand.
Oh, nice.
So the first 300 folks come on out, and then later on throughout the day, I'll be announcing the big surprise.
Cool. That's going to be Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. What's like the experience going to be? People go there. Will it be on the concourse field? What's going to be open? What's going to be around?
Yeah, it's going to be in the concourse, so right with the concession stand space. So it will be shaded, and we've thus far seen decent, I'm hoping, knock on wood, decent weather.
Yeah.
But either way, it will be shaded and covered. So come, we will have lots of free books, some high quality, cultural inclusive books from 0 to 18 or 18 year old books for kids. So super excited. We have over 20 community partners, 25 community partners now. The number is growing by the day, that will be coming in with activities, giveaways, and informational tables. So definitely encourage folks to come out. We have a plethora of things that will be going on, and super excited about all the things.
And Pierce Freelon, is he going to be reading his book, Daddy Daughter Day? Or
I think so.
Yeah. It's a great book, isn't it?
It is.
Like, super
fun.
It's
such a great book. We are always excited to have him come out and the energy he brings when he's reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking with Tabitha Blackwell, bookharvest.org is the website. Go there and find out more. And again, the summer block party is this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. Durham Bulls Athletic Park. That is free and open to everyone. Fun for the whole family. Folks want to help out either with this event or just in general, what can they do? What do you need?
Yeah. Head to the website and touch base. We have an area in there where folks can sign up for the definitely get onto our newsletters and make sure that you are linked in so that you can get information about what's happening. We always have volunteer opportunities where you can tap in and be able to, as part of this event, volunteer. We're on all of the Instagram and Facebook, and you can have an opportunity there to. Binet, our amazing comms person, does a great job of getting those opportunities for volunteering on there. So you'll see the links to be able to just go into our Sign Up Genius and cool. find your volunteer opportunities.
And if people want to come to the event and bring books to donate, they can do that, or?
This one, we will have a way, I'm sure, for you to donate.
It's more of a giveaway than a collect,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, but you can always stop by our actual office, which is on University Drive. Mm-hmm. So just go onto our website and you'll get the address there. And you can just drop by at the front of our office. You'll see two big bins. So if you know where most folks in Durham know where Q-Shack is,
yep.
right across the street there, right where beside the boot room and
yep.
the Thai cafe place. So just head that way and you'll see some two big bins. You can throw books in there anytime, 24/7, as well as grab books. There's a big... there's a space there where you can grab any books that sit in there.
Any books you're in most need of? Age range, particular?
0 to 18.
Yeah.
So grab
anything
any
in there?
Any high quality books. We're always looking for Spanish books, especially any of the classics. We love anything that is the kids nowadays, if you have. Think about what your kids are loving right now to read and
just
throw those in.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Speaking with Tabitha Blackwell, bookharvest.org is the website. The summer block party this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. up in Durham at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Anything else that folks need to know as we wrap up?
No. Just stay tuned for all the amazing things. If you can't make it out, you will soon get to know some more of the amazing things that's happening and coming out. So stay tuned.
It should be a good day on Saturday. Again, 1 to 4 p.m. Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Free afternoon family activities open to everyone. Bookharvest.org is the website. Go there and find out more. Tabitha, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.